I'm standing at the rail station in our mystery town, and I just got off a train that I joined in Bern that was headed or continued on for Venice, ultimately, of course, that magic city in Italy, which is also maybe the first clue to helping identify where we are. Joining me here at the station in our mystery town is Richard Eggel, who is, as we will hear, an English teacher in our town. Thank you for joining us on The Name Game. Richard, could I ask you first of all to help us define our location, without mentioning the name, of course, geographically?
There are high mountains to the south, there are mountains to the north, and a valley stretches along to the east and to the west. And it's a narrow valley. Well, if you go over the mountain, you will end up in another country. If you head south over the mountains, and you will have to speak another language.
Well, we can take a little bit of the guesswork away by saying we are almost literally, as we look at the mountains in front of us to the south, a stone's throw from Italy, which is our neighbor to the south. We can give that much away. And the long valley, which you mentioned, is also a clue because the name of the canton is very similar to a valley, which is really is a long, narrow valley through which runs the Rhone River. And here the water is so clear and beautiful. It's like turquoise from the minerals, from the chalk as it comes out of the mountains and runs through this area. This must have been an impressive sight when the Romans settled in this area a long, long time ago. This definitely has an ancient Roman tradition, or at least a Roman past, doesn't it?
Well, there is actually a path that leads up the mountain from the town, and it's called the Roma Wake, which means the path of the Romans. So they must have climbed over the mountain, maybe not with elephants, as in other parts of this valley, where they supposedly did that, but maybe on horseback. And you can still walk that, and this path is being looked after by the local tourist authority.
One of the most important passes in the Alps, connecting north and south, Italy with Switzerland, is right in the neighborhood here. It's one of the easiest mountain passes to drive. But what is also unique, we not only have the pass that goes over the mountain to northern Italy, but from the town we're standing in right now, we also have a tunnel which bears the same name. And that is the principal rail link between north and south that runs through here. I have the impression that you have something of the northern Italians here. Even the architecture, the feel of the place, the people themselves. If you go to the other side, for example, to Domodossola, which is the largest city on the other side here, you have a similar feeling. Would you agree with that?
Oh, definitely, most definitely. And the people are also passionate. They are Latin in their way of dealing with daily matters sometimes. When you first meet them, they seem to be reserved. But once you can make friends with them, they are great people to be with. And they are very open once they know you. Also, in their way of life, they don't take things too seriously always. For them, pleasure is as important as work.
To give a contrast, the Germanic mentality, the one we would find farther north on the other side of the mountains to the north, there things like precision and orderliness are maybe written, as one says in German, with capital letters, and here they're written maybe in small letters, could we put it that way?
Well, my friends from the other parts of German-speaking Switzerland, they recognize immediately when they enter this region by the disorder in the gardens. Because we like gardens to grow the way nature grows, whereas on the other side of the mountains, they tend to try and domesticate nature as well.
You mentioned similarities with the Italians. Also, the love of wine, which is a locally grown product here, is very important. It's figuratively and sometimes literally in the blood of the people.
Well, what shall I say to this? I love wine myself, and yes, wine is very important. If you tell people from other parts of Switzerland how much you drink regularly, they think you're an alcoholic.
But here it's normal.
Here it's normal, as it is normal in Italy. It's part of daily life. Uh-huh. And I think it's very good. And doctors have found out recently that wine is good for your heart.
To the delight of all of us, so it's an excellent excuse.
Oh, yes. That's true.
Now, here comes a train from Bern, and this one is stopping here in our mystery town. It's not going on to Italy. We mentioned the connection to the south, which is very important, but also in terms of traffic, this is also important because we can go up north here. We can go northwest into Canton Bern through one pass, and then we can go to the northeast through Uri and eventually into Graubünden as well. So this is a very important crossroads here.
Yes, you can also go to Ticino if you drive up the valley. There's also a mountain path over to Ticino.
Now, people like to drink the wine, but of course they can't do that all day. They must do something for a living. What are the main industries here? What do people live on?
A lot of people live in the service industry. There is, well, the station is one of the great employers here, the Federal Railways. Another important point, I think, is tourism. And there are lots of people who work in the chemical industry in a town not far from here, in a small town not far from here.
Well, Richard, thank you very much. I know you have to leave, and we have a question about tourism, and Claudia Inalbun is going to answer that. She's from the tourist office of our mystery town. Thank you indeed, and it's getting on time for that aperitif. It's about 11 o'clock. It's just the time for a little white wine from this place.
Yes, that's right.
Well, I wish you prosit, and I wish you good health. Sante, salute.
Thank you. The same to you. Bye-bye.
Now, Claudia, tell us about tourism. This is where you work here at the tourist office. Is skiing, as one might imagine, and winter sports the main attraction here for tourism?
So in the winter, yes, skiing is main attraction.
And what about in the non-winter months, in the spring, summer, the autumn period? What can you offer there?
In spring, very important is also the mountain biking.
Certainly plenty of possibilities here. Mountains in every direction you look, literally.
Yeah, mountain biking or also the river rafting.
But what about the town itself? What should I do just walking around the town? What can I see?
When you're in this town, I would tell you that you should visit the old part of the city with all its old houses, historical houses.
How old are they, incidentally? They're very beautifully kept.
They are about 600 years old.
You wouldn't know it by looking at them. They're just beautiful.
And also we have here in this town a very popular castle. And it's worth to see it.
People eat well in this town, don't they? There's quite a tradition, a culinary tradition.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, our specialty is cheese, the cheese fondue or raclette, such things, and the white wine.
Another train just pulled in here a moment ago. We talked before about this being a very important transit center, and the one that just came from one of the world's most famous resorts, Zermatt.
From here, you are very fast in Zermatt. It takes just 40 minutes. The train which starts from Zermatt, it's called Glacier Express, and it starts in Zermatt and ends in St. Moritz.
I have to leave you now with many thanks and take the train and cable car up to Riederalp to join Art Fuhrer. And you know who he is, don't you?
I know him, yes.
He's a character. Art Fuhrer, to your health. Chin chin.
Yes.
Cheers.
Welcome back.
Thank you very much. Nice to see you again.
I am very, very pleased to see you again.
We're in Riederalp, and there's a sister resort in the mountains called Bettmeralp. This is where you call home. You're a native son of this area, and you're well known here as a hotelier, as a restaurateur, but we described you a few moments ago as a character. And you're known as a character because of sports and skiing, and a special kind of skiing in particular.
You said you're a character. I always believed that skiing should be fun, and nothing real serious about skiing. Shouldn't be any type of work. It should be just pleasure and fun.
You were the man who developed, who invented ski acrobatics. You are also one of the pioneers of opening up the resorts in the United States. And you also are, or were, still are, the chief motivating force in opening up Riederalp and Bettmeralp in this particular area to winter sports. Now, I'm sitting here with you, Art Fuhrer, in a sun terrace, and it's closed in. It's warm. The sun is very strong. I'm looking at snow-covered mountains, the Alps, and directly behind your right shoulder, as though it were framed by one of the panes of the window, is the Matterhorn. This is real. This is not kitsch. This is not Walt Disney. This is real. And this is the kind of thing which Riederalp offers. We are also right here at the edge, the southern edge of the great Aletsch Glacier, the longest, the biggest glacier in Europe. What can people do? Can they actually go up on the glacier? Can you ski on the glacier? Can you have expeditions on the glacier?
Beginning of middle of March, we also ski on that Aletsch Glacier until end of May. But in the summertime, we do an awful lot of activities on the glacier. We hike on the glacier. We climb on this glacier. We have courses where people learn how to walk on a glacier. And this opened up for us touristically a new aspect, which is so tremendous. People won't believe how beautiful this is.
There are also several food specialties that are associated with this particular part of Switzerland and this part of this area that we're in now. What would you consider to be the very typical ones, the most important?
The tendency toward mountain food, toward cheese, like because we are farmers, cheese, raclette, fondue. Talking about bread, in our breakfast buffet, we have 20 of different breads. And we don't know why God gave us so much at once.
Thank you very much, Art Fuhrer. We're asking for two pieces of information this time to make it a little bit more interesting. Number one, we would like to know the name of the main town where we began this program. The main town. And we would also, number two, like to know the name of that famous pass, both a tunnel and mountain pass, which connects this part of Switzerland with northern Italy. This is Bob Zanotti for the Name Game, looking upon the Matterhorn in southern Switzerland, saying thanks very much for having joined us.